Ken. Very good. Well, we got you checked in here, and thank you very much for checking in. Sound like a good time up at the Arts Festival. Thank you very much. Do we have any other late, new, or visitor check-ins this evening?
KG5ZQZ for a comment.
Certainly. Go right ahead.
I apologize for that, Denny. I stepped away and thought I had a few more minutes before it got to me, so I just wanted to make a comment. My parents' party was a huge success. We had 75 to 80 people, their closest friends, come and enjoy the festivities and celebrate with them their 60 years of marriage. And a little side note to know that only about 5% of marriages make it to 60 years plus. And during the party, we had those raise their hands that were married that long, and we had 8 couples out of the group that had successfully gone 60 years. So it was nice to see them and see my parents smiling and enjoying all the stories and everything that people had to offer. So other than that, the weekend was nice and uneventful for my family here at the house, and we made it through for another day. So this is KG5ZQZ. I'll turn it back over to the net. Thank you, Denny.
Okay, Randy, very good. Well, congratulations on their 60th. And you say only 5%. My goodness, that's a thin amount. Well, I got 3 more years and I'll make it. If we can just hang in here another 3 years, we'll get to 60. So we've kind of been pounding around for quite some time. Hey, I'll thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Do we have any other late, new, missed, or additional comments that'd like to come in this evening? If so, come on down.
Hey, a 5HWB checking only.
Oh, okay, Tim. Very good. A little late, but you made her. Thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Appreciate it. Do we have any other late, new, or missed check-ins or visitors like to check in and say howdy this evening?
Recheck, Denny.
Well, you can check Denny if you like. Go right ahead.
5IFN. I must have jumped up and missed my turn, so I don't have much today. We did go up to Oklahoma City today and visited Brian, KG5WAA. Had a nice visit. He installed a new 75-meter antenna and did not look right on the analyzer. And, of course, we discovered that the antenna is about 10 feet too long. So, anyway, he'll get that, I'm sure, worked on and squared away. And I came home, and that was about it. We've just been staying in here where it's cool. And over the weekend, we did not barbecue outside, too hot, so we went to Rudy's. Barbara Jean and I did, and had some nice barbecue in the air conditioning. So, other than that, we're sitting here monitoring the storms, and say good evening to everybody again. W5IFN.
Okie doke, Mr. Harold. Very good. You got a little sidetracked there. Well, that can happen to the best of us. Anyhow, glad you had checked in with us this evening, and keep an eye on the weather out there. And thank you very much for checking in with us. Do we have any other late, new, or missed or comments this evening? If so, come on down.
KX5MOT, checking in late.
Well, hello, John. You can check in late. That's perfectly okie-doke. And you got any comments? How'd your weekend go?
Well, it was a little busy. Had the air conditioner go out Saturday, so I was scrambling to find a part for that, but managed to snag a new capacitor, so got that replaced, and we're back in business. And then the power went out Sunday, so it's kind of a stressful weekend, but other than that, it wasn't too bad. Did a little bit of a road trip, and back here, ready to go back to work tomorrow.
All right. Well, sorry about the AC. That's no fun at all, but glad it was just a starting capacitor, and you got that licked, so that is good. And missed you a little bit. I don't hear you on here a whole tremendous amount, but I know with a new location out there, it's sometimes a little shaky to get in here. So do we have any other late, new, or missed, or visitor check-ins, or someone just like to have another comment? If so, come on down. Well, there's Hal. He don't have much to say. He's kind of quick at the trigger there. Anyhow, hearing no others, thanks for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we wish to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. So good night and 7-3s. This is your alternate net host, Denny, WA6DKD, and I now return this frequency back to a regular amateur use, whatever that is. 7-3, all. WA6DKD.
Nobody else is there. Danny, I'll pick up. KG5, QED. That's been reading my mind. I was like, oh, I might throw it out there. I'm going to wait a few minutes because I'm right here doing something. But anyway, we are here too, sir.
Well, that's good. I got a little behind in my evening chores, but I got that all taken care of. So I got coffee all set up, and this is in the that's, and we're good to go now. So we're... normally this is our bye-bye time, but I'm good for a little bit here. Had me set up the coffee pot and found a quarter of a cup left in there, so we took that. So I'm going to sit there and nurse on that puppy for a while. So you about got that boat all stripped down, huh? And it's now just some pontoons and supports. A little decking on that puppy, slid her off into the pond, and it'll be fishing time.
Yeah, and the sad thing is we ain't taking little man fishing, but Ava got to go last year, and we had a really good time. And anyway, yep, we will. We got her on the run, let's put it that way, and I got to finally get 15 minutes of conversation with a very good friend of mine. He's really busy, but he's really smart, and he's done a lot of things in his life. And one of them, yeah, he has built one, and I gave him kind of the rundown, and I tried talking to him the other night. About 5 minutes in, 7 minutes in, he said, my wife's giving me the evil eye, I gotta go. And I said, I understand, brother. And I texted him a couple times today. I texted him, and I waited an hour. He replied, so then we text back and forth a little bit. Finally, he just calls me because it's easier. And he was on his way home from work, so I got to talk to him on his drive home in about 20 minutes. And then I got busy, and he was home. And so anyway, but we got a different angle on the dangle and a better angle of attack for redoing the top side of this. It'll last a long time. And I called around today, man. There's nobody in town got marine glue plywood, man. One guy, Fox Lumber there in Moore, or South Oklahoma City there, has it in stock, but then he gave me a price. And after I coughed, I said, well, price this other, and I want to get back with you guys. And that's when I texted my buddy. I said, man, what do you think? And there's pros and cons of both, but we found a different angle of attack, so it's going to look like a deck when I get done with it. Just a five-quarter decking, basically. It's like a 1x6, essentially. And, I'm going to build a substructure underneath it and go from there. He told me all the fittings and how to assemble it and everything, and I took some notes and mentally got a picture, so that's the best thing. And at least we have a plan of attack. That's what matters. You can figure out the little stuff in between.
Okie doke. So, yeah, marine grade plywood, a little hard to find. They got to use special glue and some. I think they put a little outer seal on that too, a little bit. Man, what are you going to use instead of plywood?
All right. So if you can imagine, the thing's basically just cross members about 2 feet apart, and that's too far for just decking. Like if I decked it, they're running the width of the boat 8 foot, but 2 feet apart. That 5/4, if I ran it lengthwise, it would. It's too far for what it should be. So what I'm going to do is run some treated 2x4s lengthwise. I will have to seal them away from the aluminum once again, because the new treated stuff has got copper in it, and it reacts with aluminum like a battery, and so it causes corrosion, galvanic corrosion. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, it causes, he explained it. So you have to have an insulator, basically. So I'm going to use some rubber roofing type material. And originally I was going to do the whole bunks, like I got 13 of them, and they're 8 feet wide, so I mean, do the math, a couple hundred feet, so. But this way, if I just do it on the 2x4s, they're only going to be 16 inches apart, and I only need 4-inch strip for each one, times 7 for each one. So anyway, a lot less material rubber-wise, and that stuff's expensive. And then for the actual deck, it's what they call 5/4 decking, so basically 1.25 inches, but then it's machined down, so it's actually about 1 inch. So it's like a 1x6 treated, if you can imagine that.
Okay, and I think you also have to use or cannot use galvanized nails or something like that, or galvanized screws or something like that. I don't know, there's something special about it. My daughter knows, but anyhow, you'll get her done, and that thing will float a long time. Catch a lot of fish off that rascal.
Yeah, it's got to be hot dip galvanized, which I'm going to use for my, I'm going to use carriage bolts to put the 2x onto the aluminum frame. And I was out there tonight, actually during the net measuring it, that's why I wasn't sure if I'd make it in, but I did. So, and they're not spaced perfectly, the cutouts that are there, and I'll have to make a couple extra along the way, but. Yeah, long story short on that was we get those, so no galvanized carriage bolts to hold the 2x down, and then I just use the regular deck screws, and I can buy the short ones, not the real long ones, to bolt it down to the 2x, and yes, they have to be a coated screw. Otherwise, regular screws, it just eats it and rots them away, and your stuff just don't stay stuck down. So absolutely on that. And, you know, they changed this stuff for a reason, but they caused more problems than, I think, solutions when they did.
Well, I understand, but you'll get the, the angle of the dangle, or get the situation figured out anyhow. Sounds good. I like a lot of fun to be had here. Shortly. And, totally, in a different subject, I have got, I gotta laugh every time I think about it. I have found the dumbest person in the world, dumber than dumber and dumber, and I got a little story, and the idea is to try to figure out how to condense it and keep the humor still intact.
Have at it, and I'll try to follow along.
Okie dokie. Well, this guy's, 45, 50 years old, 55, somewhere in there. Just kind of a friend of my friend's friend, and I'm trying to think of how much of this story to put together. Anyhow, not very bright. In flying out here to visit, he started from Los Angeles, had to go to Denver to come here, and you got to check in early at the airports, as we all know. And he does, too, because he has flown a time or two. So, anyhow, he got a ride and dropped off at L.A. International Airport in time to check in through the people. Got into the thing, and he daydreaming. He wanted to look at this and wanted to look at that. And when he wanted to look at this, and when he went to the flight counter, the plane left. So he had to spend the whole night in LAX. So, with the lesson learned, he caught the next day's flight and went to Denver. And, man, he said, the view was just spectacular, looking off at the distant mountains and the airplanes flying in there, and, oh, man, that was something else. And he went to the flight counter, and the plane left. And he finally got to Oklahoma. This is not the funny story yet. This is just a prelude on how dumb he is.
You already got me rolling. Apparently, he's more of a, what is it? It's about the journey, not the destination.
I guess so. He took driving lessons to become a truck driver. And he failed a test 3 or 4 times. He finally made it, and A Company hired him. Turns out he is a good driver. Had no problems with that. However, he when you pick up a load somewhere, you've got to drop that sucker off. They give you a time to be somewhere. And on his way, oh, there's a Harley shop. This is cool. He went in there and they had to buy him a Harley shirt and a coin or a ticket or, a, you know, something. And anyhow, he, of course, gave several of those, and he gets his load late, and he has to wait a day to be able to get a new time to unload. Well, this goes on for a year and a half with several other companies, and constantly late. We ain't got to the funny part yet. Anyhow, WA6DKD.
G5QD. Yeah, when you're in the logistics business, your time of arrival is dependent on your time of departure, or vice versa. You leave with enough time to get there at your designated time, and that is the trucking business, logistics. Very simple. But you're right. You want to go stop all over the place. You have a schedule, and you have to keep it.